stay in the car. Let me see your other hand.
I'm sorry.
Let me see your other hand.
Please, Masada.
Both hands.
I didn't do nothing.
Put your hands up right now.
A federal grand jury has indicted four former Minneapolis police officers, accusing them of violating George Floyd's civil rights. The indictment names Derek Chauvin, Thomas Lane, Jay Quang, and Tu Tao. A jury already convicted Chauvin of murdering Floyd. The other three former officers will stand trial later this year on charges of aiding and abetting second-degree murder. News Nation correspondent Brian Enden is live with a breakdown on all three counts listed in this federal indictment. Brian.
Nicole, besides Derek Chauvin, the other three officers involved haven't even had their state trial yet, and now all of them are facing these new serious federal charges.
Find the defendant guilty.
2.5 weeks after Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murdering George Floyd, now a federal grand jury has indicted the four former Minneapolis police officers involved in Floyd's death. Chauvin and Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Tao all now face federal charges. All four former officers are charged with depriving Floyd of his civil rights while under government authority. And Chauvin was also charged in a second indictment stemming from the use of force and neck restraint of a 14-year-old in 2017. The White House reacted to the federal charges on Friday.
I will say that, again, it's a reminder, as was the verdict in the Chauvin case just a few weeks ago, that there's still more that needs to be done. While that was a moment of justice, certainly, that it is just the beginning.
Lane, Kung, and Tao are all set to go to trial in August on state charges related to Floyd's death. And if there are not federal plea deals, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says picking another jury for a federal trial will be difficult.
Now you're going to have jurors who are aware that he was already convicted for similar conduct. And they'll have to be able to parse out what's different about this conduct than that conduct. And the question being, well, if he's already been convicted, then isn't he guilty of this as well? So it's going to make the process even longer.
Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that they are encouraged by these new charges and look forward to more justice in this case. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.